Welcome to Common Profits. I am JP Shukla and today we are going to take questions are genetic connections with of Jews with India. So Dr. Bharat Jhunjhunwala sir is with me and he is going to answer all the questions is being asked. So sir, please give the overview of this genetic connection of Jews with India about this.
See, our hypothesis is that the Jews went from India to Israel. So if they went, there should be some genetic connection. And we find that there is a particular R2 gene which is found 10% in India and 1% in Ashkenazi Jews. And this 1% appears to have been gone from India. Therefore, that is the connection that we are focusing on.
Okay. So the most popular questions we are going to ask about the genetic connection of Jews with India, it starts with first question I will ask with you, sir. The first question is, how can we differentiate between Ashkenazi Jew and other Jews?
You see, there are two basic communities of Jews. The Ashkenazi, Sephardic, and there are a few other smaller communities. Ashkenazis constitute about 80% of all Jews and Sephardic constitute about 20%. And their separation has been in the long past, around 5th century BCE. Yes. So if we are getting some connection with Ashkenazi Jews, it means that this connection is very old. Because our focus is on the Exodus. So at the time of Exodus, the Jews were mainly Ashkenazi. And therefore, if we find connection between Ashkenazi Jews, then it indicates a connection with the Indus Valley.
Okay, sir. What are the similarities between Jews and Arabs in living in the Israel area?
See, whether Arabs are living in the Israel area or in Arabia, they claim to be descendants of Ishmael. And Abraham had two sons, Isaac and Ishmael. So the Jews are descendants of Isaac and Arabs are descendants of Ishmael. So the difference in their genetic constitution will arise only after about 2000 BCE. Because in my assessment, Abraham lived around 2000 BCE. These sons, Ishmael and his descendants, migrated west and they became the Arabs. Then Isaac and his descendant became Moses, and Moses led the Exodus from Indus Valley to Israel. So both have their roots in the Indus Valley.
Historically and scientifically, as we know that all humans are evolved and from their origin is debated. So at which point the all humans which having a same blood differentiated in religions?
You see, the Homo sapiens emigrated from Africa around 160,000 years before now. Around 60 to 70,000 years before they reached South Asia. And from South Asia, they migrated at 2000 BCE, Ishmael and his descendants migrated to Arabia. And Isaac and his descendant Moses migrated from India to Israel around 1500 BCE. But at this time, there were other religions in Sumer and Egypt. Now, what appears to have happened is that these descendants from India, that is Ishmael's descendants, the Arabs, and Moses' descendants, the Jews, they seem to have overtaken the religious context of entire West Asia. So Egypt, from the ancient religion, became basically Islamic, and Palestine, from the ancient religion, became Jewish. So we can say that these religions separated from India around 2000 to 1500 BCE. First separation took place around 2000 by Ishmael to Arabia, and second separation took place at the time of Moses at 1500 BCE.
What are the connections of Jerusalem and Palestine to Indus Valley civilization? How can we establish the relation between these two cities with Indus Valley?
There are two levels. First thing is that the Palestine name is from Philistines in the Bible. And Philistines were known even before, then the Philistines were known at the time of the Exodus. God tells Moses not to go by the route of the Philistines, but take a longer route to Israel. So one possibility is that the Philistines themselves have their origin in the Indus Valley. For example, the Indus Valley civilization is in two parts. One part is the eastern part, which is along the Hakra River, which is now dry, which constitutes of Punjab and Haryana. And the other part is along the Indus River, which includes the five rivers of Punjab and the cities like Mohenjo-daro and Harappa. So it is possible, my assessment is, that the Philistines were the people from the Indus River, which included Mohenjo-daro and Harappa. And these people also went west. When the Indus Valley collapsed, they also migrated to the West Asia, and they became the Philistines in West Asia, because the Philistines in West Asia are found only in the 12th century BC, 200 to 300 years after the Exodus. So it is possible that the Indus Valley civilization, the proper Indus River, they migrated to West Asia later, and they became the Philistines, and that name was given to Palestine. As far as Jerusalem, there is no direct contact. Jerusalem became the capital of the Jews after their conquest over the Canaan or over Israel. And then they started their capital at Jerusalem. So the connection of Jerusalem is that the Jews who went from India to Israel, they established Jerusalem.
So, sir, what are the 12 lost tribes of Israel and how they are connected to India?
You see, when the Jews left Indus Valley, all the 12 tribes left, because what the Bible tells us is that Jacob had 12 sons, and the 12 sons were named, were the heads of the 12 tribes. And all the 12 sons left Indus Valley. So the 12 tribes went from Indus Valley to Israel. Now, in Israel, at 10th century BCE, Solomon started making the temple. And around 6th century BCE, the Assyrian king Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the temple and enslaved these Jews and took them to Babylon. Now, after they were released from Babylon by King Cyrus, it appears that some of those 12 tribes did not go back to Israel, rather than some came back to India. Because they had been slaves, they were unhappy or whatever, they had memories of India, they may have thought that they were better off in India than in Israel. So it appears one or two or three tribes traveled back from Babylon to India after 6th century BC, after they were released from the Babylonian captivity. So some of the tribes, for example, in Northeast India, they claim to be descendants of the 12 tribes. That may be correct, because they may have come at that time, but this requires much more study.
Okay, sir. Some places of Egypt, like Goshen and Mitzrayim, are also mentioned in Bible. So what are their relevance and the connection with India?
As far as I understand, the Exodus did not take place from Egypt at all. The Bible says that the Exodus took place from a place called Mitzrayim. It does not say either Indus Valley, or it does not say either Egypt. So whether the Mitzrayim is in Indus Valley or in Egypt has to be assessed by looking at the geographical descriptions that are given in the Bible. So for example, the Bible says that the river became blood. Now the blood is related to the water becoming stagnant. Now what has happened is that the Hakra River, along which the eastern part of the Indus civilization was located, that stopped flowing, and this is indicated in the river becoming blood. Similarly, the river parting that is related to the mud volcano stopping the flow of the Indus River and enabling the Hebrews to cross. So like that, we have to look at the geographical descriptions in the Bible and then assess whether Mitzrayim was in Indus Valley or in Egypt. The name Misr for Egypt is known only from 1300 BC. But the name Mitzrayim is mentioned in the narratives of Abraham at 2000 BC. So how is it possible that from 2000 BC to 1300 BC, the Bible talks about Misr, but there is no Misr in Egypt? The Egyptians called themselves Kemet, K-E-M-E-T, and that has nothing to do with Mitzrayim. So to my sense is that the connection between Egypt and India is totally false. There is no connection. The Exodus took place from the Indus Valley, and after these people went to Israel, at some point they forgot their roots in Indus Valley and they re-identified their place of origin from Mitzrayim to Egypt. Let us not forget that there is a city named Mathura in India from where Krishna is supposed to have gone to an unknown country. So Mathura and Mitzrayim have the same consonants M, T and R. So it is quite possible that Mitzrayim refers to Mathura rather than Egypt.
Okay, sir. Were Dravidians are the original inhabitants of Indus Valley?
It is difficult to say. The most important point is that if you look at the archaeology of India, there is no habitation south of Maharashtra before 1500 BC. So one thing is clear, Dravidians came to South India after 1500 BC. Now there are two possibilities. One is that when the Indus Valley collapsed, the Jews went to Israel, some others went to East India, and some may have gone to South India, and they became the Dravidians. Another possibility is that some people migrated from Africa by sea route and they came to Tamil Nadu or Kerala. So this is something that has to be decided, that this has to be studied in much greater detail. As of now, it is difficult to say. My sense is that the Dravidian languages are primarily those of the Indus Valley. But again, this is speculative and it has to be studied more.
Okay, sir. Next question is, why dolmens are in Kerala and Tamil Nadu or southern Indian states? Dolmens, which is associated with Israel and Jews.
You see, the background is that a researcher from Kerala, Abraham Benhur, found that there is a particular funerary rite associated with dolmens among the Jews. And he found a continuous pathway of the dolmens from Golan Heights in Syria to southern Russia and then to India. And India, not only in southern states, but also in, for example, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh. So what Benhur is saying is that there was a reverse migration. Once the forward migration was of the Jews from Indus Valley to Israel, then there was a reverse migration from Israel to India. He has established these reverse migration through the dolmens. Now, he says that this reverse migration is recent. I have not been able to assess what is the exact time, but it could be associated either with the tribes leaving Babylon and coming to Indus Valley around 6th century BCE, or it can be at any other time. But there is a continuity of dolmens from Israel to India, which indicates that there was some movement of Jews from West Asia to India. The most confusing part that we have to clear about is there are two migrations in opposite side. On the one hand, Moses takes the Jews from Indus Valley to Israel. On the other hand, some Jews come back from Israel to India. So we have to make a separation between these two migrations.
Okay, sir. So these were the popular questions, which is very important, and we asked sir, and sir gave us a detailed reply to all the important questions. If you want to ask your critical questions, you can comment in our YouTube comment box, and we will ask next time to sir, and sir will answer all your queries. So if you have liked this conversation, so do please subscribe our channel and please share with all your friends. Thank you.